The Trial by Franz Kafka. Narrated by Todd McLaren. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Arrest, conversation with Mrs. Grubach, then Miss Bürstner. Someone must have been telling lies about Joseph K. He knew he had done nothing wrong, but one morning he was arrested. Every day at 8 a.m. he was brought his breakfast by Mrs. Grubach's cook. Mrs. Grubach was his landlady. But today she didn't come. That had never happened before. Kay waited a little while, looked from his pillow at the old woman who lived opposite and who was watching him with an inquisitiveness quite unusual for her, and finally, both hungry and disconcerted, rang the bell. There was immediately a knock at the door, and a man entered. He had never seen the man in this house before. He was slim but firmly built. His clothes were black and close-fitting, with many folds and pockets, buckles and buttons and a belt, all of which gave the impression of being very practical, but without making it very clear what they were actually for. "Who are you?" asked Kay, sitting half upright in his bed. The man, however, ignored the question as if his arrival simply had to be accepted, and merely replied, "You rang?" "Anna should have brought me my breakfast," said Kay. He tried to work out who the man actually was, first in silence, just through observation and by thinking about it. But the man didn't stay still to be looked at for very long. Instead, he went over to the door, opened it slightly, and said to someone who was clearly standing immediately behind it, "He wants Anna to bring him his breakfast." There was a little laughter in the neighboring room. It was not clear from the sound of it whether there were several people laughing. The strange man could not have learned anything from it that he hadn't known already. But now he said to Kay, as if making his report, "It is not possible." "It would be the first time that's happened," said Kay, as he jumped out of bed and quickly pulled on his trousers. "I want to see who that is in the next room, and why it is that Mrs. Grubach has let me be disturbed in this way." It immediately occurred to him that he needn't have said this out loud, and that he must to some extent have acknowledged their authority by doing so. But that didn't seem important to him at the time. That, at least, is how the stranger took it, as he said, "Don't you think you'd better stay where you are?" "I want neither to stay here nor to be spoken to by you until you've introduced yourself."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?